99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. It is 33 minutes past 12. On the sunny side, the sun rises here. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon this side of heaven, and we hold it to be worthy of note. All right, so as you know, Nigeria Info, we're talking about all the moving stories, latest stories, political, social, socioeconomic, social, political. And I guess with the situation regarding Nigerians, INEC, court, elections, yeah, that is social, political, and socioeconomic, and social. It is now social. We have to find a new word for that. Because all of that affects us in more ways than one. In more ways than one. Whether you're interested in politics, this particular outcome affects you as a Nigerian. And I'm hoping that you have not just your ears to the ground, but you have the dial on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And it's necessary to even understand social, political, social, cultural conversations. And it kind of just gives you an insight into one, development, two, progression, three, direction. Okay, so yesterday, I don't know if the court is sitting right now, but I know that this particular issue is under judicial consideration. But the Court of Appeal Abuja yesterday fixed today for ruling on a request by INEC seeking a review of its orders, permitting Peter Obi in respect to the electoral materials used for the conduct of the presidential election. Now, Peter was granted leave by the appellate court to inspect the Beavis machine and other sensitive materials that INEC used during the 25th February polls. Now, the court had restricted INEC from tampering with the Beavis machine. But INEC approached the court to vary that particular order. Now, they say that the electoral umpire explained that it needed to reconfigure the Beavis machine and redeploy them for Saturday's election. Yes, which is dated 11th March, governorship and state parliamentary elections. Now, there is what I would say an audio I would love for you to hear, which is from yesterday's court proceeding. It happens to be that this is what the lawyers had to tell the press. Of course, you know, they can't quite feed you all the details. But after court yesterday, the lawyers representing all the parties involved in this moving story did give a speech to the press, informing the press of where they were and where this is going. So I would love for you to remain on Nigeria Info as the story develops. We'll be feeding you and updating you with information as we have them. As at yesterday, this is what the lawyers had to say about what happened in court and what they intend to do moving forward on Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
Varying the order, rather.
Well, there are two applications of interest. The one is the application brought by INEC to vary the order. According to them, that the order which enabled us to scan the ballot papers will expose the identity of our voters and persons they voted for. But we're saying that that is not the objective of the applicants, that all we needed to do is to verify that they were actually thumb impressions. And things like that. I have no interest whatsoever in how can you even begin to search that among the millions of people that voted? So it's really pedestrian as far as we are concerned and diversionary. Then the other application, which is of utmost importance, is that the INEC intends to proceed to reconfigure the Beavis machines. And what that means is that they intend to wipe out the accreditation data captured for the presidential election, and that is really huge. My experience in the Osun State election was that the upload to the back-end server, especially the one that was early, that was obtained earlier, did not contain all the information. Now, in order to get the real information on accredited voters, we had to go to the Beavis machines themselves, and we got the order of the tribunal to enable us to do that. And once we did that, there was no overvoting at all. So in this situation, what they are actually seeking to do is to wipe out that vital physical evidence, which is the most reliable evidence of accreditation data. And if that is wiped out, then all the petitions will be in jeopardy. So it's actually a very, very important, perhaps the most important part of the election petition series in this dispensation.
But the INEC has said that the timing is very short, given that they need to reconfigure it before Saturday. Do you have a problem with that?
What
do
you think? First of all, you have to look at the importance of the presidential election and the importance of the votes cast and then the integrity of the process. I believe the issue of time should not be of any relevance, and they can always postpone an election. You know, this won't be the first time an election would have been postponed in Nigeria.
Absolutely. Many thanks, sir. I'll see you tomorrow.
What are the issues in these proceedings that have just been adjourned till tomorrow?
Okay, a few days back, the Honorable Court granted Atiku Abubakar and PDP the indulgence to inspect the Beavers machine content and every other material that was used for the election, the presidential election. And shortly after that was granted, INEC felt there was a need to vary that order. And they now brought the application that the court dealt with now. They are seeking to get the court to order that the Beavers machine, which was used in conducting the election, that our scrutiny will not go to it. And indeed, that for them to conduct the election of Saturday, that they need tomorrow and next to flush off the data in the Beavers machine so that they can use it for the election coming up on Saturday. And there you see the trick. Atiku Abubakar says he won the election. Atiku Abubakar and PDP, they say that if you reconcile the result sheets that they have from emanating from polling units, if you reconcile it with the content of the Beavers machine, that it will be very obvious that he won the election. Now, INEC, that conducted that election and refused to upload it on the day of election, has said that the only primary source of Atiku's inquisition, that it should be flushed out so that they will reconfigure the machines for the election on Saturday. So you can now begin to see where the game is going to. And we're saying, no, that should not be done. And we want to tell this court, we want to demonstrate it to this Honorable Court tomorrow. We've been told to come back tomorrow that what the application INEC is, the application INEC has brought to this Honorable Court seeks to destroy the rest, to destroy the evidence with which Atiku Abubakar and the PDP will prove their petition. And that is where we are. And you also ask yourself, is INEC waking up today to know that they need the Beavers machine flushed in their language so that they will reconfigure it? Were they not aware of this when they planned the timetable and said the governorship and the House of Assembly election will take place 2 weeks after the presidential election? What was on their mind when they configured that timetable? Did they not know that they will need a clean Beavers? Do they not know that whoever feels aggrieved in the presidential election and National Assembly elections will find recourse to the data in the Beavers machine? That is where we find ourselves. And we're saying no, that should not be. But it is left for the court, after taking the application tomorrow, to rule whether the INEC application has merit and is in good faith or not.
Affidavit that was signed by Ipeazuanko. Would you like to give us the reasons why on camera? The configuration.
Configuration of, you see, the primarily Labour Party and PDP, they are seeking for evidence to file election petition. They have not yet filed any election petition. They're just looking for evidence, but we believe they have more than sufficient evidence file election petition. Why? Because they have representation in all the polling units during the presidential election. And we all know that the foundation of any election is the results of the polling unit. we deployed Viva's devices for the 2023 election. Each device is configured to cover a particular polling unit. It has its data. What it contains is that the accreditation data for each that polling unit. And as well, we know after the result has been identified in the, each polling unit, result written, the Viva's machine will snuff the result sheet and send it to our IRF portal, which of any dispute, we refer to that particular polling unit and download the picture of that result sheet. That is the essence of that IRF portal. The application by Labour Party, as brought by my learned brother, SAN, he wants an order of the court to stop us from configuring the Beaver's devices for the governorship election until they finish the inspection of the devices. And we inform the court that we have over 170,000 of the Beaver's devices. We need to configure them for the March 11 governorship election, state governorship and state houses assembly election. So here are we. They want to file a petition. They are not going to file a petition. And they want us to, they want the court to stop us from conducting the election on the 11th of March, pending when they will have finished the inspection of the Viva's devices. And in any event, they have not even shown from the application how long will it take them to inspect and come up with whatever they want to come up with it. So you could see that, I don't know the intention, how long will it take them to inspect and come up with whatever they want to come up with it. So you could see that, I don't know the intention, but we have a constitutional responsibility that is to conduct the governorship and state houses assembly election, or else we'll run into constitutional crisis.
Okay, well, one of the concerns of the Labour Party and, of course, the PDP,
yes,
is that by reconfiguring the machines,
yes,
you would flush out the evidence which they intend to rely on to prosecute their case. So,
yes, we inform the courts that we responded in our by counter affidavit, and we assure the court that no data will be lost by configuring the machine, because we have our cloud, we saw it in our cloud, and our, and in fact that's why when they file their counter affidavit, we view their counter affidavit. They have not properly responded. They have not, in other words, they have not said that what we told them, what we have forced by our expert, that is not a position. You know, we countered it. They have not filed further affidavit to say that, yes, that because what we did, we assured them, and indeed the court, that no data would be lost in the process of configuration. Because we, our cloud, we store all the data of the accreditation of May, because we, our cloud, we store all the data of the accreditation of February 2025.
The development of this particular situation is unraveling before our eyes, and we're following every twist and every turn. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you have just heard three different gentlemen speak. The first counsel for Labour Party, the other counsel for PDP, the last counsel for INEC. And here is something necessary to highlight. The fact that counsel for INEC believes that the elections on Saturday must hold. Now, once again, it's necessary necessary to remind you that this particular situation where the PDP, Labour Party and any other aggrieved party, well, I heard a few people kind of pulled out though. So let's just leave it to PDP and the Labour Party, approached the court saying we want to inspect INEC materials used to conduct elections 25th February 2023. Now, this is how far they have come. But now INEC is saying we need the Beavers machine reconfigured today and tomorrow for there to be for the Beavers machines to be available for use come 11th March. So it would mean, for example, if by chance the court allows, insist that INEC doesn't touch Beavers machine, and the court is doing that to give access to the machines to Labour Party and the PDP, there might just be a delay. In fact, better put, it could force INEC to postpone elections come the Saturday. Could. Now, that's one issue to consider. On the other hand, it may be that Labour Party and the PDP need maybe only 24 hours. But then the Council for INEC is saying Labour Party and the PDP haven't even told them how long a time they need to go through the machines and then make it right back, make it available to INEC for INEC to be capable of configuring and making machines available for elections coming this weekend. So here we are. I know this is not your responsibility. The hard decision is not yours to make. It's for the courts to make. But if, for any reason, and we're just assuming a scenario, do you think postponing the elections helps the aggrieved parties? If there was something the court would need to consider, do you think considering allowing... Now, again, you also must consider that Council for INEC is saying we're going to upload data. No data will be lost. And it's very interesting because if you consider that statement, you also have to be reminded that the INEC chairperson told us that Beavers machine will be used and results will be uploaded to their server from polling units. Well, it only revealed itself after elections that what the INEC chairperson told us and what became eventual reality are two different things. So some people are persuaded by INEC's stance, believing that INEC will upload data to cloud. And after governorship elections, then, of course, PDP and Labour Party would have access to all the information in the cloud. Others say we don't trust INEC too much now because they told us one thing yesterday. And we woke up this morning and it wasn't quite as we had expected. And then there is the fact that all of this is under judicial review. We don't even know what the outcomes will be before the end of today. So probably on the sunny side, it wouldn't be a conversation. Probably on Hot Facts, you can catch up the development from the court's proceedings. But let's talk about where we are right now. Postponing the possibility of postponing elections. What do you say about that? And of course, trusting that INEC would upload all the information to the cloud and nothing will be lost. It's your time to discuss on 99.3 Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Mazuda.
Thank you for calling.
Anything that will bring peace, truth, we stand on that. If we postpone it, nobody will die. But let us find the truth. What truth is missing? I said one yesterday. Today they do another thing. No need to believe. Second chance is wrong. Let them believe in truth. Let them join the truth. If the truth says it cannot happen, nothing, please. Oh. I can't believe somebody who cheated me twice.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate. Hello. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
This INEC of 18. The professor is not like, it's like not a professor. Huh? You should have think of all this before putting a date of the governorship election. So this thing, they should not allow the court The court will not allow them to make use of the river at all.
But they have or promised they to upload election. Data to cloud. What do you say about that?
We don't believe on INEC. Don't believe on them. According to what we are, all we are hearing from you people, we don't believe on INEC.
Well, thank you very much for calling. We are off on a break. Lagos, Nigeria, we'll be right back. And thank you very much. Phone lines are ringing. I'm going to ask you to hold your breath. I want to swing this one real quick from right to left. After a commercial break, the conversation continues. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Tonight, 0.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Quite a handful of you think that INEC and beavers might be a bug. Others think that might be a feature. Well, whether you think it's a bug or a feature, INEC approached the courts to say, look, we don't even have time. We have an election to conduct scheduled for March 11th. And this particular issue is under judicial consideration, meaning that it's a moving story. This conversation we're having right now is off of yesterday's event after court hearing. And so, between now and when we have the next updates, which would be the court's decision, we're finding out what you think about this particular situation. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. You are on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. INEC seeking review of its orders permitting Peter Obi and, of course, the PDP to inspect electoral materials used for the conduct of the presidential election. INEC is saying, trust us, we would upload data to the cloud and you would have access to the machines after elections. Well, the forthcoming election particularly. But the PDP and, of course, Labour Party think we want it before because we don't want you to wipe out. We don't want you to reconfigure it. We don't want you to reset it. We want it the way that it is. We'll use it and return right back to you. And I think people are saying, well, the court should maybe allow PDP and Labour Party access the beavers' machines. I don't know what others of you are saying. It would mean if that happens, there could be a postponing of the forthcoming election. Now, the ball is in your court. If you would have to say something, what would it be on Nigeria Info? Hello, welcome. Good afternoon,
Joyce.
To you. Thank you very much for calling.
I have just one question. I have just one question, Joyce.
Sure.
Why, for INEC, are they trying to say that the set of beavers, the electronic machine, which is a very simple device, it's as good as a tab, that they use for the presidential election, they don't have as much more that they can use without touching those ones?
No.
But that was what came to my mind, the question that came to my mind.
Yeah.
These guys already have this deficiency, serious deficiency in trust. Why not just try and do everything you can to like to fix your image? Now, you were giving billions of naira. I heard about 200.
And no, 300, over 300.
Oh, just imagine, 300 billion. I'm talking about a very simplest electronic device. It's just a tab, you know? Why can't you just, are you trying to tell me that during the presidential election, they had only one beavers?
I think you're asking a very straightforward question. No surplus. You're asking for surplus. There is no surplus. It would appear.
I'm talking about three times more for like three beavers for each polling booth. At least three. You're supposed to have backup.
No, INEC has not admitted that they have the machines in surplus, and that's why they're asking the court to review the orders because they need to reconfigure the machines for the forthcoming election.
Joyce, let me tell you the consequences of all this. This back and forth between INEC, these inconsistencies and everything between INEC and the court and everything.
Go ahead.
It's going to cause voter apathy. You're going to be seeing less than at least one third of the people that came out in the last election will not be enthusiastic to come out again because they're not going to be encouraged with all these informations and all this back and forth of INEC and the whole stuff. Now, we already have less than 23 million people deciding who's going to rule over 200 million people.
Yeah.
That's the last election. And which we, assume it was a large turnout. Now, imagine a lower number. This is not good for our society.
Thank you.
That is all I have to say.
I do appreciate you calling in and saying the much you've said. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Akibe on the line.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, are they not ready to post the result to the portal so that people can see it as they have promised on the presidential election?
It appears
because on the presidential election, the portal said it had false. They did not work. Rather, it went on counting, manual counting. But this time now, is it going to be manual or is it going to be posted to the portal?
Well, we've been told that it's going to be uploaded to the portal, but we'll have to wait until after the elections to hold INEC by their word.
Okay. If it is so, the first one did not work, so the second one now is going to work. So what I can, so they are promised now that the governorship election, they are going to post it into the portal for everyone to see, Abi?
That's correct.
Okay, if that was the case, in spite of all the readiness and the promises and the question asked again and again, they could not do so in the presidential election. So, but what I can deduce from this is that the highest bidder, so INEC, has it all. If it were not to be so, the first promise could have been kept.
Well, INEC said that they had some issues. In fact, it has only just emerged. INEC is admitting that there were attempts to hack the server. It's quite surprising, all the information.
They will always have a suit to give, and they will work hard to defend their first error or their first bidder.
Well,
you know, this one, now people are having
calling. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. The possibility of postponing the elections, have you considered it? Your radio set. Thank you. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you here on Nigeria.
Yeah, if NHMI is not, EK is not taking, that man will go to jail.
Why?
You cannot waste our over 300 billion naira and stop coming up with these flimsy excuses.
Yeah, but what exactly is flimsy?
Because
the use of the machine?
No, I listened to some IT experts this morning saying that they can even use that same beaver to conduct this election without touching the former information that was there before.
Oh, okay.
Yes, on the national TV, that they can work with that same beaver without, because the beaver has a lot of memory in it. So you don't have to tamper with all the information that the former election we did.
Yeah, but that would also mean that the PDP and the Labour Party would have to wait. What do you say about that? You want them to wait? You think that they should wait?
The election is just on Saturday here now.
Yeah, you think
after
that
Saturday, the beavers goes to court.
All right, so
we have 21 days to start this case.
Okay.
So NHMI should be careful. People are angry. Let you know, anger people more than
this. Yeah, but he appears to still be working for the nation. Or how do I put it?
He's not working for anybody. He's working for his people.
Hold on a second. That's why he's asking the courts to allow him access to the machine so that he can get it ready for the next election. That's the best.
On the ground that they should transfer all the necessary results to the main portal.
Yeah, so that it is safe.
We confirm a Labour Party, PDP, APC confirm that, okay, this thing is there. Then, if it's not yet confirmed, we can still postpone the election to another 1 week. We don't mind, we'll wait.
Oh, you've said something
else. But
now.
You should make sure that you don't fail. You must not fail Nigeria. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
Because the suffering in the land is too much. People are suffering.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hello, how are you? Oh, okay. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I want to contribute a little to what you are saying for the topic or for the INEC to say they want to reconfigure the beavers.
Yes, please go ahead. Tell us your name and go ahead.
My name is Jonathan, calling from New Delhi.
Thank you. India.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, India.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to ask INEC a question because that beaver is something like a, let me say, ITAB or something like a POS machine. Okay, if you take a picture, you upload the picture on your Facebook or on any of your social media. If you want to take another picture, do you reconfigure your device before you do that?
Well, it depends on what this machine really is. Remember, we don't have all the basic facts as to the operational aspects of the machine. So INEC alone knows what INEC is talking about. But at least I'm just reporting to you what INEC is telling the court.
I know you are just reporting. INEC is trying to wipe away evidence of the presidential election. So we advise the PDP and the Labour Party not to allow that.
Okay, but then there is an aspect. Hold on a second. There's an aspect where INEC did say that they will upload whatever information is on beavers to cloud so that whenever elections are done, the information uploaded can be gained by access. What do you say about that?
By transferring the information to iCloud, they are going to tamper with it. They should leave the Beavers. If they want to postpone the network on Saturday election, they have to postpone it. So that is my contribution.
Oh, okay. There we go. Thank you very much. The sunny side. My name is Joyce, and you are Nigeria Info.
Yeah, hello, Joyce. This is Juliet from Surulere.
Welcome, Juliet. It's good to have you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Now, I don't believe INEC when they say that they need time to upload to the cloud. For a sensitive information like that, isn't it possible or isn't it to be expected that there will be multi-levels of security and all kinds of backup the originals, the original results? So I don't believe them when they say that. And moreover, if the information needs to be inspected like the political parties are asking, is it too much to ask to give Nigerians a sense of trust in INEC?
Well, so time here is a factor. In fact, an imposing factor for that matter. INEC say they need 2 days to reconfigure the machine for Saturday elections. So they need the machine today and tomorrow.
The information will not take up to a day to inspect. This is internet we're talking about.
Yeah, but
this is electronic information.
You are inspecting a whole lot of data. It's not just one data you're inspecting.
They do not need 2 days to have what they need, the evidence they need, the information they need. They do not need that much money. I think they are that much time. They are just trying to buy time. And moreover,
Are you considering the volume of data? So let's say over 20 million people voted. Well, I don't know that INEC needs to verify every voter, but I'm thinking that something to that extent in ratio would be what INEC needs, the parties aggrieved need to inspect. Do you understand?
Yes. But however, time. Isn't it? It's time. Are we in a hurry?
Oh,
wouldn't it be worth
it
if we spend time to get credible, reliable, trustworthy, proper results?
You have given me a question I would need to give to INEC itself. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're in
Hello,
Nigeria
Joyce.
Info. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Ike. I'm calling from Ikoroji.
Welcome, Ike. Thank you. Go ahead.
So if I'm to be a judge to decide on the issue, I would see. Since they say they want to configure it for it to suit this coming Saturday election, then let them do it in openly so that all the aggrieved parties will have representative here when they are doing it.
Okay.
So that it should be.
I lost you. Well, I got I got it. I got the core of your gist. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. This is 99.3. We are Nigeria Info. Hello, and a very good afternoon to you. Hello. You're on the sunny
Hello.
Side. What's your name? Hello. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Okon. I'm calling from Yaba.
Okon, good to have you. Thank you.
It's very important for us to consider the work of this Beavers thing. If the INEC have configured the device to work for specific elections, it might be difficult to run another set of elections that haven't been configured on the system prior to the previous election.
Yeah.
And then you don't want a situation where you have the information going into the wrong portals and things like that. And so I don't see any reason why it is strange that INEC would need to reconfigure the system.
We don't think it's strange. The question is if the court will say, well, we need to, what do you think should come first? Reconfigure and then give the parties access after elections or give them access before elections?
They give them access before elections. The elections may need to be postponed.
Yeah, so what do you say about
that? They give them access after the elections. It doesn't change the fact that if there is need for justice, there will still be justice. So as far as I am concerned, the elections should still hold as planned.
Okay, so one of the reasons the parties are grieved were a little iffy about waiting after is that they want it before the reconfiguration. They want the data or access to that data before reconfiguration because they probably trust it the way it is right now than they probably would trust after. So what do you say?
Yes, and I'm saying that if the information is going to be transferred from one source to another, clearly there will be evidence of any tampering on the
footprint in the process of transfer.
Okay.
So I don't think it is unreasonable to expect that they won't be able to track whatever information may or may not be lost.
All right, so you support...
You know, we're all working on assumptions now. Basically, what we're trying to weigh is the value of postponing the elections vis-a-vis the integrity of the information,
yeah,
you know, that may or may not be lost. Meanwhile, there's information on the portal already. As far as I know, all the information from the previous elections are already on the IREV. Nobody that I know has checked and found that the information on the IREV is not correct. I think people should be paying more attention to that. Go on the IREV and check the information from the polling unit.
I think that there might be an opposition to that stance, because remember that...
Yes,
Probably they don't care anymore, because people expected it to be there before a president-elect was announced. And so after a president-elect has been announced, people don't care that much anymore. So that's why people are blaming INEC.
If you care about the truth, it doesn't matter when the upload was done. All that matters is that what is there is correct.
You're minimizing the utility of time. You're minimizing the importance of time when a factor...
Yes, but these are political parties that were able to get hundreds and thousands of polling agents across the country, right? If you want justice, if you want to do right by your supporters, then you put in the work. I don't think it is a reasonable ask. We are complaining about the fact that $300 billion has been spent on one election, and then you want them to postpone the election. Is it going to be for free? It's going to cost money.
Well,
we need to be realistic about what we want. The political parties by now should have gone through every information on the IRS, and by now they should be telling us exactly what their issue is.
Well, it depends on what they hold to be claim. So you also have to consider what they're considering claim. Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Bless your heart, my sister.
Go ahead. What's your
name? Thank you for your explanation.
Turn off the volume of the radio set.
How long will it take PDP to inspect this beaver?
Well, that's exactly what Council for INEC is saying, that they don't know, and that they would have probably appreciated it if they had.
Let them tell the court how long it's going to take them. And the court, this is a matter of urgency. They should not delay these cases anymore.
Well, it's a moving story. The court is, looking into it as we speak.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce. See, you know, there's something I always say. A slow yes than a fast no.
Slow yes than a fast no.
Than a fast no, yes.
If it applies in this situation, how would it apply?
Sorry? We can postpone the election to Saturday's election, as long as we get the first one right.
Okay.
And I don't know why they are not calling, you know, like those polling units.
Uh-huh.
They should be able to have probably called them in one day, since the, you know, before this court case. They should have called them to have their beavers given to them to upload, because they are meant to upload like within one day. So it should have ended. So somebody is trying to...
No, but INEC has been uploading data on the IREV.
How many people are doing? They said 9,000 people that are doing it. I don't know whether it's right or wrong, but what we know is that it's not the number of people that should have done it on that 25th that are doing it.
I don't even think that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem was that there was a problem with uploading. That was the biggest issue.
That's the thing. How many people are uploading?
It's not the number of people uploading that was an issue. It's that the fact is that it couldn't be uploaded. Well, some people say, well, it couldn't be uploaded. There are videos that emerge of people saying that they told the INEC agents to upload data, and INEC agents insisted that they were not going to upload it.
On that 25th.
Well, it's not news.
I know. I'm just talking of after that 25th.
INEC has been uploading. After the declaration of the elect,
yes.
INEC has been uploading data. If you go to the IREV portal, you would find...
If they need to postpone the election to get it, it shouldn't go back to them. Let nobody force them or give them...
Yeah, but the court would have
them.
To decide that.
Sorry?
The court will have to decide.
But whatever they are deciding, we don't even mind having another presidential election. Do you understand? Oh, and then we need to know how they spent all the money they gave them. People are complaining they're not being paid. No cover for them, for the workers where they are. No seat, nothing. How did they spend that money? Somebody has to answer something.
That's the burden of the courts. Thank you. Nigeria Info, welcome. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Yes. Please, what...
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Off it goes. Yes, thank you. The sunny side.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Prophet Johnson from Kurudu.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said it before election 2023 is a very particular day. How would I put it? Election in Nigeria, of which all the citizens of Nigeria need to wake up. We all need to wake up and face this once and for all. If we make any mistake, I repeat it, if we make any mistake and let this thing that is going on now to go, we will suffer for not so many years again, not even for 8 years. We need to stand up this year, this 2023, this very election. We need to get to the point. We need to get what we want. We need to move this country forward. If we don't do it, it will take us time. This is the time. This is the year. Please, Nigerians. God bless Nigeria.
Thank you for calling. When I afford another conversation, that would be in doubt. Okay, so it means I'm off on a break. When we return, the conversation continues. It's 26 minutes past 1 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We hold it to be worthy of notes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. .3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, 1:30 exactly on the clock. Welcome, my name is Joyce. Okay, so the conversation will go on for a few more minutes. I want to speak to a few more people, read a few more messages, and I want to segue into a conversation about women, where men are going to have an opportunity to advise women, but then specifically I want to ask women about fulfillment and whether they are living to their own expectations. That would begin in a few minutes from now. But for now, the next 5-10 minutes, we want to round off this conversation we're having, which is the people, INEC, beavers, courts, and how all of this unravels before our eyes. Well, we're following up court proceedings and developments, but yet we're speaking to people to find out what they have to say by way of just sensitization and public impute on a radio conversation. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's your name? You're on the sunny side. Okay, I know you know that the volume has to go down. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon is good to have you. Welcome. You tell us your name. You go ahead.
Yeah, this is Richard from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Richie.
Yeah. Please, I know they should just calm down because they are the one that rushed into this mess. So, and now they should try a way by clearing the mess and allowing them to view whatever they want to view in the beaver. They finish, he can postpone the governorship election because we have not even settled with the one we just finished. Now they want to put us in another mess again. So we'll be crying for the first one and also be crying for the second one.
The next one might not be a mess because INEC is saying that election, you know, they would upload data.
Yeah, yes, because now if they say they have cloud, tomorrow now you will hear that something happened to the cloud. They need one rocket to go to the cloud and be searching for it. So they should better calm down. Thank you.
Well, that's not what cloud is. You don't need a rocket to go to the clouds, but I kind of get the import. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, Nigeria Info. How are you? You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. John from Ibeji.
Welcome, Johnny. It's good to have you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
All right. Yes, if you ask me, they can upload the result after the election. There's no problem about that. They have the capacity. But the truth remains that there is something INEC did not want people to achieve.
What?
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, that is... There is something underground, very, very underground. They don't want to announce Igbo man as the president of Nigeria.
Okay, first of all, let's put some things straight. Don't make this an ethnic thing, please.
Okay.
Remember that this is under the Well, the court is going through this case right now. And I think it would be very narrow of you to suppose that this is an ethnic situation. There's the law that works.
Excuse me.
No. Don't do that because, I mean, they're in court. And
I am not doing it, Joyce. But
Hold on a second. Please wait.
Please, for this
conversation to even succeed, let's establish something. Don't make this an ethnic thing because we're all Nigerians and every Nigerian is both subject to the law and would have the law on their side if they're right. And that is a right of all Nigerians.
Okay.
So let's not minimize this conversation. Let's talk like people who are educated.
You see, that's what I want to say. They were able to upload the result of the House of Representatives and the Senate the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the presidency own was not able to upload. I learned that they gave fake code to the INEC officials. That didn't give them the opportunity to be able to upload that presidential oath. The reason is because there is something that is going on. Well, and Nigeria, they don't want to face it.
Well, so
how do you face it
without the courts? So it's one thing to have a sentiment, or it's just one thing for you to have a bias. But if you have a
case... This is not bias, Joyce.
Yeah, but if you have a case, it's the courts that's going to have to prove it. And the matter is
Is it court that is going to prove that... You were given something to do in the same day. This one worked, the other one worked, and this one did not work. And you don't want to look into it.
Who else is going to look into it if not the courts? It's the courts that's going to look into it.
It's not supposed to be courts.
Who has the judicial power to determine what truth should be for a country?
It is the people. The government should listen to the people.
What the people are saying,
not the courts.
You're not listening to yourself. For it to be law in a country, a court has to determine what the truth should be.
Who are those people in the court?
You're being funny.
The same people are appointed by the same government.
So you're being funny in a way that...
No, I'm not, Joyce.
Okay,
it's the only thing that you're not looking into my own perspective.
You don't have a perspective that is below me.
I do, Joyce.
I can't go that
way. But you may disagree with me.
I'm asking you to trust the court system because you don't...
I cannot trust them.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. All right. So I think the more I try to just hear you talk, the more you insist on running backwards with your hands. All right. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome. It's good to have you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
It's a great job you're doing.
Well, God help me.
Yeah, INEC, for obvious reasons, should not be allowed to reconfigure.
Why?
With the Beavers, for obvious reasons.
How obvious reasons? How obvious are your reasons?
Yeah, they have told us before they were going to move, and nothing was done.
Okay, that was last week. This week, they're saying they're going to upload to cloud and no data will be lost.
Yeah, once beaten, twice shy.
Twice shy. I don't blame you, to be honest. But of course, we're following court proceedings. We'll hear what the courts have to say. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. The Sunny Side, it's good to have you here. The volume of your radio.
Good afternoon
to you. The volume of your radio station. I'm good.
Yeah,
thank you.
He's off. Yeah, I'm not on Ludo.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think from my part of view,
Pardon me, please tell us your name.
Okay, this is Kenny.
Kenny.
I think from my point of view, INEC is not consistent with information they are dishing out to the people.
Okay.
I think from the information I heard before, INEC said that it will take them at least 4 to 5 days to reconfigure the Beavers for the next election. That's for the governorship election. And today is Wednesday. So if you can't get Saturday, I don't think it's up to 3 days. So
council,
I don't think...
Council for INEC is saying that they need at least 2 days. So I guess they're going to work a whole
overtime. From the earlier information, INEC said, I read it and I saw it, INEC said 4 days.
Now they need 2 days.
Yeah. And I doubt it because the Nigerian factor and everything that is going on, I doubt whether that 2 days will be enough for them to recover, to reconfigure over 130,000 of beavers. I doubt it.
It's possible. Remember that the people, the ad hoc staff with INEC, are all trained. So
no, they're all trained,
take...
but remember on the election day, so we are, maybe this is some of them are how to use the beavers.
Really?
It was everywhere. Some of the workers said they don't even know how to use the beavers.
They came late for training. Don't mind them. Well, thank you very much for calling, man. Don't mind those guys. Oh, really? I didn't hear that. Nigeria Info. Come on now. Hello, ladies. Good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes.
George, my name is EUJ. I'm calling from Aja.
Good to have you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. George, sincerely speaking, I don't trust INEC.
Why?
I don't trust INEC. Once beaten, twice shy. What they did to us, eh? Go. I told you last time that I don't need to swear for them.
No, you shouldn't.
Because it's already there. What they did to us, they want to repeat it again. It cannot happen.
No, I'm telling you. They're trying to repeat it. They, according to them, cut her off, please. If you call me, your radio has to be turned off. If I sense that I can hear me in your living room and then hear you, and it's chaotic in my hearing, I'd have to cut you off. Feta, darling, please read messages. We're on WhatsApp and I'm reading your messages now. Feta's helping out.
Okay. Solomon says, I think they should broadcast the court process like they did the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case for credibility purposes.
I don't know if Nigerians have the nuts for that, but that would be something.
Please, good morning. Good afternoon. I'm sure that's what you meant. I'm Emmanuel. We couldn't get the presidential election results well. Why should we run into another? Please, let's postpone the governorship election, he says.
All right. The burden for the court.
Benson says, hello, Joyce. If snakes can swallow real or physical money, birds in the sky can also swallow the INEC data in the cloud. So INEC has a huge burden to regain trust.
This guy has been a Nigerian for too long. You've been a Nigerian for far too long. You need a break. You need to go to Ghana on a holiday.
Greetings, Grandma Princess. She says, I personally feel INEC came up with these configuring beavers just to buy time, which they have succeeded because the aggrieved parties had Monday to Friday this week to do any inspections they needed to do. But INEC delayed this inspection by going to court. I cannot trust INEC a second time because since it's once beating, twice shy, there is nothing to hurry about. But yes, the parties should do their inspections before INEC tampers with those beavers, as Nigerians need free and fair elections this time around. So we'll wait, even if it involves postponement of the elections.
Look, I cannot fault your great lack of faith, but I believe that there is an element of truth in the configuration because, you know, INEC kind of, the way they pattern the elections, if you are within a particular ward area, all your data is on that beavers machine, and anyone whose data is not on that beavers machine cannot vote. You remember when we were told to go on the INEC website to confirm our data on the INEC portal, they were also trying to ensure that the beavers is configured to the ward. And I guess that's what they did, because I remember I saw a video from the north where a guy couldn't vote because he's a twin. So they were so identical that the Beavis machine kept rejecting his ID as someone who had voted prior, something like that. So there is an element of truth there. But I guess that INEC needs you to believe in them. And that's probably something they'll have to earn. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for your message. Sure.
Okay. Franklin says, I submit that INEC is trying to be intelligent by half. Even if we believe them that all the data held by the BVAS machines will be transparently uploaded to the cloud storage, two questions subsist. Is INEC not in contravention of the law by uploading national security data in physical medium that is domiciled outside the country, thereby subjecting jurisdiction of the said data to foreign nations? 2. Considering INEC's track record of promise and fail, is there sufficient basis to believe that INEC will provide access to some data when needed without citing technical glitches or make the data free from data corruption? It is disappointing that INEC is involving themselves in politicking. As an independent organization, the least expected from INEC is to cooperate fully and allow the chips to fall where it may, from Franklin.
Franklin, where are you sending this message from? Where? Shomolu, where are you at? Because I think you should join council for INEC, because that was some good questions you asked there. But INEC would need you on their side, because Obi seems to be good where he is. Mm. Well, those were very good questions, actually. Mm. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Hey.
Hello.
Welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set. I don't want to tell you. I know you know.
I know now.
And have
that
you done
I'm not
it?
Close to it. No, I always be on my bed, enjoy myself, despite the situation is in the country.
I'll tolerate you for 2 minutes.
Thank you. The thing is off, sis.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. This market woman.
It's good to have you.
About the wahala of election that is coming.
Yeah.
If they know those things cannot work very well, let them not use it on Saturday. Because we want everything to work perfectly.
No, but Beavis is working now.
We don't want the excuse.
But Beavis is working. There were no complaints.
It's working. Hey, if that one can give us sure banker,
they can
use it for us.
Okay.
Again, Joyce, we are looking for our money.
Hey, dear Lord.
And our president have traveled to go and enjoy himself.
I can't blame that man.
So he wants to enjoy the remaining days very well.
What's a man to do?
While his children are going through hard times. Is he good as a father, sister?
You know his tenure is pretty much done. So you can't blame
Even
him
though
for...
he's done, but we are complaining here.
Yeah.
A good father should hear a cry of his children.
I guess a good father also gets tired.
That he will listen. Let them give. Know that we borrow that money from bank now. We work for that money and make it.
Not
in a bad way, in a good way.
Yeah.
And we are now struggle to buy the money. So we now have second dollar in Nigeria. Nigeria money is second dollar now, Joy.
I don't doubt you. And I really...
We'll pay for it before we see our currency to use. Please, let help us. You know you go to school very well.
This is not about going to school.
Right,
I'm suffering too. We're all in this together. But thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? Volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome.
Afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Godman, yeah.
Welcome, Godman.
You see, what's the fundamental desire and want of anyone that goes to vote? Majorly, it has to be an election that is free and fair and very transparent for all to see.
Okay.
So what's the goal of saying, we want to postpone? We are not satisfied with even the first one they did because it's not transparent for everyone.
Okay.
So whatever they need to do to bring it to a place where everyone is convinced that this was a very free, fair, and transparent election, they should do it.
Even
whatever
postponement,
because it's more important than anything else they want me to talk about.
All right.
We gave you $300 billion. You're supposed to even have 2 beavers for each. That should be enough to do all that.
It depends on supply.
I has no excuse. If we have to push this election to maybe just like 1 week from now, just for us to verify, presidential election is the most important for everyone, for most of Nigerians. That's the one that everyone wants to see that is transparent, is fair. Everyone can see. If my candidate didn't make it, I can say, well, we saw it. We all saw it. It was so transparent.
Okay.
This is the best man that won and the right man for it.
Thank you very much for calling. All elections should be free and fair. 2 more calls and then we have to segue. It's Women's Day. Let's talk to women about women. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Welcome. What's
Happy
your name?
Women's Day. I've even congratulated some of us on Facebook this morning.
Well, thank
you. Including myself and my daughter.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, you see it on your Facebook.
Fantastic.
And all the women in Nigeria Info. Thank you. For representing us. This configuration, the way I look at it, is just like INEC is telling us that the machine that was used for presidential election, the voters' thumbprints are too many.
maybe they want to delete it and go in for gubernatorial.
Okay.
That's the way me I look at it.
Yeah, but that's not what
it's just
that
you go to your Galaxy on your phone.
Yeah.
And you remove some videos, you know, some posts so that other ones can come in.
Okay,
or
so
you delete everything.
Let's quote the council for INEC. They're saying that they would upload any data and all data is necessary for the aggrieved parties on cloud. And whenever the elections are done, they'll have access to all that information on the cloud.
Something I saw rooming inside social media, and I don't want to say it.
Don't say it. This is radio.
Yeah. I saw it where some people are talking blah, blah, blah.
Well, don't mind.
Anyway, for me,
they practically swore to the court that it would be safe.
I'm through with voting. I wish the people who are going there on Saturday, happy voting. Now, they are burning markets now in Ajegunle.
Well, maybe it was... the incident. I heard about the incident. Well, we're hoping...
And that is where the people are. Bacharina yono.
Thank you very much for calling. That would be my penultimate. And then final caller.
Hello, Joy.
Welcome.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, my name is Sandra.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I have to say on configuration of the BVAS machine is we need to get it right, you know. A whole lot of Nigerians are not satisfied. And before you can move to the next phase of election, get everyone cleared so that we can even have people to come out to elect people. If people are not cleared on the first one run, how do you think people will come out? So I think INEC should first of all, let's clear the presidential election. Mm-hmm. Then we can now move on. Even if it was shifting the next election, we wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Do you get me?
Well, I hope that the courts can help better interpret the air, the room, and all the facts presented before it. Remember, court is sitting today, so I'm guessing that in a few hours, whatever decisions the courts arrive at would be, of course, on broadcast. So I'm asking you to continue to listen to Nigeria Info 99.3. You're on the sunny side. Okay, good. And it would mean that I'm done with this conversation. Off on a quick break. When we come back, it's Women's Day. I want men to advise women, and I hope the best men who call in. I'm hoping I can bank on that. And then I want to ask women about fulfillment in a society where, the philosophy can still be partly androcentric and some men are particularly egocentric. We have attained some egalitarian, the balance between male and female in society. But I feel like individually, some people still have stories and living realities where the female is still dominated. And I feel that that plays a role in the actualization of dreams, in the pursuit of self-fulfillment or self-actualization. Because cultures insist that, if you have any fulfillment, it should be in someone else. That's what they say to the women. So I'm hoping that we can have a conversation this afternoon that's light, fluffy, aimed at women, and we can be honest about all the things that we say. I'm hoping that if you are androcentric or if you believe in the patriarchy, you have some solid information to back your standing. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It is worthy of note that today is Women's Day all around the world, March 8th, 2023. But I think you should look right back into history. First, 1945. Remember that date. Yeah. Was when the Charter of the United Nations became the first international agreement to affirm the principle of equality between men and women. I think that we have come a long way as human beings, really. Once upon a time, women couldn't vote. Once upon a time, if you look further back, particularly during the time of the biblical period, when there was census being conducted, the men were counted and the women were not. Then you come forward a little bit during the time of slavery, for every 5 black men, 3 were counted. So they assumed that every black man was one black man is not enough. So you have to, you kind of know what I mean. So five black men, you don't say five, you say three. So it's actually called three-fifth something. It's an American constitution back in the day where for every five black men, you count three. It's like, well, that's even for men. But of course, after a while, we come forward a little bit and then you hear women couldn't vote. But no, there were also times back in history where women were kings, women were leaders, the children belonged to the women. If a child was regarded as a bastard, it would be the absence of a mother, not the absence of a father. Now we say a child is a bastard if there is no father, but there was a time in history where if the mother left, the child is regarded as a bastard, or if you couldn't find the mother. So I think history has shape-shifted through time, and we have really, I don't know if we're better off these days, but at least I can say we're trying. We're trying to be better humans and make the best laws for all of human beings. So, the Charter of the United States, the Charter of the United Nations in 1945 became the first international agreement to affirm the principle of equality between women and men. But it was only March 8th, during the International Women's Year in 1975, that the UN celebrated its first official International Women's Day. And so since 1975, the world's been celebrating every March 8th women. A gynocentric philosophy, and I'm sure that this is something that the UN thought would uphold social consciousness around the globe to allow for egalitarian societies where women were equal to men and they could work, they could go out and earn, they could rent houses, buy property, pretty much just the independence and rights to life. Okay, but we also must admit that in cultures today, particularly in ours, there are some people who within their own cultures are married to a philosophy, an androcentric philosophy, where the woman is told that her highest honor or her highest attainment would be marriage or a man. And some women, unfortunately, marry despotics. Some women are they've been graced with the goodness of the good, that they marry a good man, a man who is not drunk, who's not self-absorbed, who's not arrogant, and so they have a happy ending. Others, not so much. You know, I wouldn't say that they're unfortunate. I would just say that, well, when you live in a society of a said mentality or of a certain mentality, chances are the outcomes are usually of the same society, except a miracle happens to you. Okay, so let's talk about women and self-fulfillment. If you're a woman, I'd love for you to call me and tell me whether you feel you are fulfilled as a woman. Now, when I say woman, it might be single, married, mom, auntie, woman, females. Let's talk about your pursuit of self-actualized goals. How easy was it for you to achieve your goals? And in fact, are you in pursuit of a personal goal or are you in pursuit of someone else's goal? Because, it might not necessarily, it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's to give it a connotation of something negative. I'm saying, well, it probably just depicts the society still where your pursuit is not necessarily yours. It's actually the pursuit of someone else. Like some women have the pursuit and their highest pursuit is their children. Some women have a pursuit, their highest pursuit is their husbands. Some women do not have a pursuit until they have a husband and children, which is like, oh, wow, you know. And it's at the forefront of their goal. It's like they feel this gives them meaning, definition, frame, honor, whatever else they believe such. Well, whatever else they think that particular place in life allows them become. I think I've heard women say something like, to be a woman, you have to give birth. And first of all, wait, but this is just a by thought. This is me going off tangent. If you're a woman and you think that to be a woman is that you have to give birth, come forward. Come to the front of this class. Where are you now when America, I think America took a break, went to hell, came back. These days, you see men competing to be women. You see men give up masculinity, one bras, one pants. they hang their hands in the air. I don't even do that thing. They hang their hands in the air. They jiggle like they have Parkinson. They want to be sexy. This morning, I was watching Chinese news, and Chinese media is trying to suppress effeminate men. The Chinese media is trying to not put them on social media, on TV screens. They don't want stars who are effeminate because they want to portray themselves as a country that has a military might and force and can take over the world. So anything that makes them look any shade of weak or anything like America, they don't want the world to see that. And I saw the Chinese dude. I saw his jawline. I saw the fake hair he wore. And I heard him laugh. And there were things that crossed my mind. We thank God for Christ. It's like, why would you want to be this? Why do you want to be this? And so again, women who think you have to give birth, like America is debating what a woman is on national television. You hear them debate. So they refer to women. So the particular people of this said mentality think that a woman is someone that gives birth. So someone, and that someone can be either male or female. By the way, a few years ago, science was able to impute into a man a womb. So they put a womb in the man so that the man could give birth, and the man did give birth, actually. It was reported that he did. And now these days they can either have surrogates or even interestingly science now they can create the babies in the lab, so you see two men who live as partners have children, and it's all babies out of the lab. These babies come out quicker than toast. Before your toast is ready, the baby's out. Designer babies. So, I think I'm saying to you in straight terms, you have to expand your logic of reasoning and to not narrowly define yourself as someone, you know, a woman is something that gives birth. Not because that's not what makes, not because that's not right, but because that's narrow. And so you can't assume that you're not a woman until you give birth. It's a terrible logic. It's like that logic has not seen the light. So you need to educate yourself, and I wish you well. Now, men advise women. I think that's a very terrible thing to allow, but I would do it anyhow. I would do it regardless. I would love to hear what men would love to say to women. You are a part of the society. You see how society runs. I fear that someone will call and say, women be submissive, clean the house, sweep the floor. I think someone is going to dare me and do that. But I'll hear it regardless. I have a message there. That's an advice already? Mm-hmm. That was quick.
My advice to women on this day is that being saddled with the responsibility of home building, let them do this with love and understanding. The book of Proverbs says that a wise woman builds her own home. Thanks from Steve.
Steve, don't quote the scriptures to us. This is why I say so. I feel that there is no sermon that's better than conduct. There's nothing as divine as the way you treat me. That would be more of a scripture than when you just refer me to Proverbs. What if I was Muslim? You know, what if I'm atheist? What if I don't believe in what you... What if I wouldn't be reading Proverbs? What if I don't read? Many of you don't. Yeah, so wouldn't it be better if your conduct was the gospel that I saw? The truth in flesh. And then if you treated me the way that you wanted me to treat you, then we have really... I mean, we're practically moving gospel because we embody what we say or what we want. Or do we just do this thing where it's convenient enough to just tell someone, go around and read Proverbs, then come back and... What did he write there? To build the home and to do it with joy. No. Well, so thank you, but you know, I would oppose that because I feel like there's something better than just reference to a scripture when the scripture can be embodied. And in the absence of an embodiment of the scripture, it's like you're trying to make rules for other people and they have a right to reject it. Thank you. Hi, Happy Women's Day. So, women, are you fulfilled? Why do I feel like many of you would shy away? And how long are you going to do that before you die? Nigeria Info, welcome. Welcome to the show. My name is Joyce.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. What's your name?
Patrick Benjamin.
Welcome, Patrick. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you were talking about advice for women.
Well, yeah, that's what you can do today.
So one of the things I have learned over the years is that...
Could you speak up for us?
One of the things I've learned over the years is that many women, starting from my mom,
yeah,
they rely so much on men. They feel they cannot be on their own. They cannot be anything apart from men being with them.
Yeah,
I think it's not true. You see, my mom, they did something. They did a test, although it's bad, it happened, but they had to separate. It has to be clear to all the children that my dad stood because my mom was with him. And right now, she's doing very well. And the man who thinks she can't do without him has fallen, especially financially. So wow. I have a wife who I cannot do anything without. So women have this strength that when you look at them, it feels like they don't have anything, but they are very strong emotionally, physically, more than what we expect. So women need to use their power. They don't need to feel inferior. And that is why so many times they attach themselves to men. And at the end of the day, they are used. Please, I would advise them to be strong. Be yourself. The man needs you. Even the Bible said it. So they are supposed to be like a support to make a man. That's why they say for every successful man, there must be a very good woman. So it doesn't make a man complete without it. So if the woman has that kind of strong part to play in a man's life, so why does she feel that the man, she need a man to be a woman?
All right.
So when the Bible, talks about creation, it did not say that the woman became a woman when she had a child. No, she is first a woman. So you now talk of being a mother when she has a child. But a woman is a woman with or without a child.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. Happy Women's Day. We're talking about women. Two women. So let's talk. Let's hear women talk about fulfillment. Are they in pursuit? Have they actualized it? Are they in regret? Let's find out. Unworthy of note. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay. It's good to have.
My advice to women, happy Mother's Day. They should be steadfast. They should persevere. They should persevere, and they should enjoy themselves. They're human beings like men. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
But the first thing God said is that before their husband should love them, they should submit.
Okay, so wait. You are going to go home now. You need to go home. I don't want to hear that submit thing. No, please, I don't want to hear it. You're going to go home with that. You're going to go home with that. And the problem is when I hear that, I want to ask you, I want to say to you that you're not deserving of it. You cannot lay a law on someone. You have no right to lay laws on other people. You do not own them. And because you do not own them, you cannot exercise a power over them that you exercise as though it's a right. Yeah. Do you know to love is to submit? Have you ever loved anything? How would you characterize in plain grammar your engagement or your interfacing with something that you love if it's not submission? Say, I love my job. Oh, I submit to my job. I love it. I get up when I should, do what I have to be at work. Yeah, it's submission. It's an act of submission. I've done this for how many years now? So it's not just submitting, it's commitment. So that I committed to it so I can do for so long. And you can say the same thing because you can see that in your life. And so in the absence of that, you're trying to exercise power over someone, which is wild. I hope they never let you. Hello, Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Men are going to advise women today, and women are going to tell us about how they have survived womanhood. Hello, Nigeria Info. The sunny side. Make it back. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, it's Francis from here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe my advice to women is to know that they have a life to live.
Okay.
Yes. For no reason, will them be allowed to be subjected under condition that is not convenient. I respect women. I love women.
All right.
I give them their position, and I don't trample on their rights.
Okay.
I believe they have a life.
Okay.
I have one with me, and I love her with my life.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I've given her my word. They have a life to live.
Okay.
Any level you want to attend in life, I give you my support.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Well, that's a good afternoon indeed. Thank you. I have a message on WhatsApp. Feta, read it.
Okay. This guy just sends laughing emoji saying, Joyce, no go see husband. Wala, wala, wala.
First of all, your logic sounds like you're quite primitive. So it's all right. I can take that. Yes, you're right, actually. You're right. I'm not going to see that quality of men. I would never see it. Like, I want to, first of all, and in this moment, thank God for salvation and redemption. I want to thank God that I've overcome those kinds of men. It would never happen. And I'll be good without it. Yeah. Nice meeting you, too.
He says he was just joking, though.
Oh, you better be joking.
My cruise idea.
You better. Well, you see, even if you weren't joking, I'm grateful that there are some men who are just I'm just out of your league. It's just what it is. And I know it. And I'm grateful. And I'm not going to be moderate about it or careful or apologize. Yeah, that's where we are. Exactly. So you want your daughter like that? Show her freedom. Teach her the truth. Give her freedom. So that she's not someone's slave. They're not telling her. They're not making rules for her. And her head isn't working. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, hello.
What's up?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. Maruka from Facebook.
Good to have you here.
You're on the location of Women's Day.
Yeah, advise them.
Yeah, no, I'm not really worthy to advise women, but there's an issue I noticed. There seems to be a dearth of women NGOs, serious NGOs or CSO focusing. Most of the issues are they focus on our health, breast cancer, all this, but a little they need to focus more on rights.
I think that's the responsibility of the father. I think a father, that's the thing. So the man must also know his right as a human and then bring children into this world whom he has given that power to.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, you know, we all have different backgrounds. There are a lot of young women who came to Lagos as housemaid, as these recruited for, you know, who wanted another, somewhere they run out.
Abuse.
And, you know, somebody will take them as wife, will not pay bride price, will not do this, and we there are so many cases. I listened to one radio case this morning, and the lady is like trapped.
Oh.
And he needs somebody, there is this phlebotomist or something. There are, before, in, you know, long time ago, they were quite active. They would take her out, put her in hostel, you know, rehabilitate her mentally, you know, because she's trapped.
Okay. Well,
so I hope women lawyers are listening. I hope, it's alarming in Lagos.
Okay.
It's alarming.
Thank you for
And they have nowhere to run to. They can't go back to their villages. They have nobody. They are from poor background. They don't have nothing. They don't have skills. They don't have nothing.
Oh, that's pathetic. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I do appreciate you calling and sharing that with us, and hopefully, hopefully lawyers help out with that situation, particularly NGOs. Hello, how are you? Feta, okay. Sure, please go ahead.
Yeah, so good afternoon, Joyce. I once dated a lady that made me an alpha and omega.
Oh.
I think for her, plan for her, and also get money for her. The day I left her, heaven fell. My advice for women, do not accept the role that society has given you. Forge your own identity, one that commands attention. Master your image rather than letting others dictate it for you. Remake yourself into a figure of power as if molding yourself from clay. Love God, love correction, and go for knowledge.
We could buy that guy a cup of coffee, you know. Mm-hmm. But I like the part where he said, the day I left her, heaven fell. Like, he was sure heaven fell the day he left that girl. Well, thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name and you can talk about a woman.
Yeah, my name is Igwe Victor.
Yeah.
Can you give me one name?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah. If I may advise women, I think I have two issues to advise them about.
Real quick.
No, number one is self-empowerment. When you see that women are being stuck in marriages that they don't like, most of them would have left the marriage, but because resourcefully they can't do otherwise, you see them being trapped in such marriages. If in a situation whereby a man is stinkingly rich and he's the breadwinner of the house, is not enough reason for a woman to see herself as a housewife. If a woman is empowered, no matter what comes back, even if the man dies, the woman can pick up from there and become a better person. Then two is what I call over-westernization of the intelligentsia. You see women, most times, they feel that they are educated. When they give birth to children, you will see them always trying to speak English to their children. And I hate it so much. When my son that's supposed to speak Igbo language, who knows nothing about my language, he only speaks English in order for my wife or for anybody to prove that, yeah, my son has or my daughter has Western education. Okay. You don't know that while you speak that foreign language to the child, you are making him or her a stranger to you. So that's my advice to women. Thank you so very much, Joyce.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I also think that that's something that couples have to agree on. So imagine if you married me and you said I should speak Igbo to the children. Oh, well, get ready. Like, get actual ready. Okay, 99.3, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Now, this conversation can continue next week. I'm disappointed, let me even say it, that women are not calling. I think you have learned to bear your burden, and so heavily you choose to die with it. I hope you find the courage one day to speak about these things, particularly when they make their way on radio. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. After that.